Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world.
In this episode, we want to look at why many couples lose passion after a while and sex becomes routine, and how Tantra can help to counteract this and to experience more variety and playful joy and shared sexuality again. To be honest, we went through the exact same process in our relationship. After the beginnings of being freshly in love, where we couldn't keep our hands off each other, the same standard repertoire quickly established itself because it worked for both of us. Which wasn't always easy otherwise. It became more and more boring over time. And at some point I asked myself, was that really all? I had serious doubts about myself. I had always felt more desire than Melly, and was the one who pressured that we should do it again. Melly mostly went along for my sake, so that the harmony in the relationship was back. Of course, we also experimented with different toys and tried to rekindle the desire. However, this did not bring the desired changes. When sex still didn't get better a while, I realized that the reason must lie deeper. So we started dealing with ourselves, participating in Tantra seminars, for example, and looking at the patterns that were going on in our relationship. Reason number one, lack of communication in bed. Communication in the bedroom is an essential part of leading a passionate and varied love life. Only when I dare to admit to my partner that I am not really fulfilled at the moment and can openly talk about what I want instead, does it become possible to tackle changes actively. However, many couples have never really learned to communicate openly and never really talked about their sexuality. Therefore, the first step is to get in touch with your partner and to talk about what longings and fantasies are dormant in you. Reason number two, inhibitions and shame. Unfortunately, for most people, sex is still a very shameful topic. Many people who come to us are ashamed of their desires and fantasies and are very reluctant to talk about the subject. The shame often stems from upbringings where we were taught that the subject of sex is a taboo that you don't talk about. In my experience, this shame can only be healed if we actively look at it and bring it into contact. It can be extremely valuable to talk about the topic, not only with your partner, but also with other couples or people of the same sex, to find out that it's not just you. In this way, it becomes possible to talk quite openly and relaxed about this quite normal, natural topic. This is actually always an important finding for our participants in our Tantra seminars, which helps to quickly dissolve inhibitions. Reason number three, fear of rejection and hurt. However, it is not just our own inhibition that prevent us from speaking openly about our own desires and needs, or even sexual fantasies, but also the fear of rejection, fear of being judged, fear of being labeled weird or wrong, or fear of hurting our partner. Again, it's important to look at these fears. We always have the choice to either embrace fear and let it control our lives, or have the courage to break out of it. I often ask myself, what is the worst thing that can happen? And also, what is the best thing that can happen? And what are the consequences if I don't do it? Of course, if I suggest going to a swinger club together with my partner or experimenting with BDSM, there is a certain risk that the partner will not immediately call out yes. But most of the time, this can be a wonderful starting point for a deep and open conversation about what we need behind the desire. And what is the best option to meet the needs and the desires from both of us. That is a starting point for creativity, for something new, the way out of boredom. Anyone who always plays it safe will find it very difficult to bring more excitement and passion back into their own love life. Reason number 4, lack of self-knowledge. All previous reasons have implied that you are aware of what you actually want and that it is difficult to bring that in contact. But quite often the couples who come to us have no idea what they really need. It is not really fulfilling as it is. But what do they want instead? No idea. I'm always surprised how many people only know a small fraction of themselves and don't really know what they really like in bed. What kind of touch they enjoy. Which form of sexuality really fulfills them. I'm also always shocked how many, especially women, have never really researched themselves and never really get to know their own bodies. But many men have deficits when it comes to really enjoying their own body, regardless of external stimuli. It is therefore essential in Tantra to first explore your own body, your own sexuality, and to learn to make love with yourself, to give yourself pleasure. For most women, the self-love challenge in our programs is a journey to a completely new world that they have never known before, and which suddenly opens so many new playgrounds so that the shared sexuality is completely transformed afterwards. Reason number 5, sex is a negative topic. Another reason why many eventually lose the will to experiment could also be that the sex is associated with frustration or pain. Perhaps there were one or more situations in the past that were very painful. Unfortunately, too far many people experience assault and abuse, especially in childhood and adolescence. But even among adults, there is still an enormous amount of boundary crossing which can cause pain. These can also be very subtle. For example, engaging in sex where you don't feel like it right now, just to make your partner happy and feel loved. This may not be a bad thing at first time, but over time the body will shut itself down more and more, and the subconscious will ensure that we don't want to repeat the unpleasant experience again. It is often these wounds that cut us from our sexual desires, our body, and causes us to feel pain during sex. And then it's no wonder that we are no longer creative in bed, but only try to get things done reasonably and quickly, or ignore the topic completely and have less and less sex. If it's the reason for you, it's also clear that just new sex toys or new positions don't really bring more fulfillment in your love life, but that a deeper approach is needed. In the beginning, Tantra was a path of healing for us. Healing from old injuries, healing from physical and energetical blockages, healing from emotional wounds. Of course, nobody wants to hear that at first, since everyone is looking for quick fixes these days. But it's worth it, because healing is also means freedom. Then it's possible to leave the past behind and have new positive and deeply fulfilling experiences. And also to rediscover your own curiosity, desire and joy of experimentation. Reason number 6, own laziness and lack of energy. Sometimes the reason is much more mundane, namely one's own convenience. Of course, it is much easier in the evening after work, when the kids are finally asleep, to quickly play our own standard repertoire in order to then be able to fall asleep relaxed as opposed to thinking of something new every time. At the beginning of a relationship, both partners usually invest a lot of time and energy in their own love life together, surprising each other with new ideas, small gestures, pampering time, new underwear, etc. But after so many years, it's easier to repeat the known things. But the question is what you want. An easy, comfortable way to get rid of the boredom, or a path in which you can invest time and energy at the beginning, but which gives back much more energy, joy, love and fulfillment in the long run. At the end of the day, it's also a matter of priority. Reason number 7, lack of knowledge about what else is possible. Many people are not even aware of what there is actually to discover. Since the media usually only shows the same kind of sexuality, most assume that after a few years, they have already experienced everything there is, at least in a social acceptable framework. That's what we thought at the beginning of our relationship, until we came to Tantra, and opened for us a completely new world just through breathing and energy work. In truth, there are endless ways to make love. But more on that we will also show you in the next episodes.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best, Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.